This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 6 is probably, in my opinion, the most important verse in all of the New Testament. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus made a trifold statement here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean? He's the way to the Father. He is the truth of the Father, and he's the life of the Father. Everything in God the Father is in him. That's what he was saying. Let's talk about that phrase very quickly, the way. Jesus never said, "I'm pointing you to the way. I'm directing you to the right path." He claimed to be the path itself. That's what's intriguing. Many religious leaders have said, "I can point you to the way of truth. I can point you to the way of fulfillment. I can point you to this way or that way." But Jesus said, "I am the way." What a difference. We live in a country today where people are geographically illiterate. Nobody knows where anything is. Have you ever asked for directions lately at any place? Nobody knows where anything is. I stopped at a gas station where I said to a man, "Can you tell me how to get to such and such a place?" And he said, "Sir, if I can't see it, I can't tell you how to get there. That's all I know is what's around me." And he was serious. He wasn't being facetious. "That's all I know is how to get to anything I can see." Well, Jesus wasn't confused at all about giving people the right directions. He said, "I am the direction." You want to hook up with somebody important in your life. You want to hook up with that which will advance your career. You want to hook up with the one who's going to bless your life. You hook up with Christ, who said, "I am the way." Not a way, not one of many ways, but "I am the way." And then he said, "I am the truth." This is really important. It's one thing to talk about truth and to teach truth. It's another thing to be the truth. I want you to do an experiment that we did in the first service. I want all of you to think about a math teacher that you had in high school. Now, you may have taken just general math. You may have taken algebra and geometry, or you may have been really smart and you took calculus and trigonometry. I only got as far as geometry. That's all I could handle. But think of a math teacher. I want to picture that man, that woman in your mind and ask you this question. Would it really mattered what kind of character they possessed in terms of teaching you an algebraic equation? Would it matter about the character of that man or woman in terms of teaching you geometric shapes or trigonometry algorithms or whatever term you want to use? Would have that mattered at all? No, you said they're just teaching us facts. But when somebody comes along and says, "I am the truth," they better live up to that. Listen to what William Barclay, a Scottish Bible scholar, said about this. I think this is really powerful. "There is one all-important thing about moral truth. The character of the man or woman who teaches academic or scientific truth does not much affect his message or her message. A person's character does not really affect their teaching of geometry, astronomy, or Latin verbs, but if a person proposes to teach moral truth, their character makes all the difference in the world. The adulterer who teaches the necessity of purity, the greedy man or woman who teaches the value of generosity, the domineering man or woman who teaches the beauty of humility, the irritable person who teaches the beauty of serenity, the embittered person who teaches the beauty of love is bound to be ineffective. Moral truth cannot be conveyed solely in words. It must be conveyed in example." And that is precisely where the greatest human teacher falls down. No teacher has ever embodied the truth he taught except one teacher, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
You know, if Jesus is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important than knowing the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.